الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. Of the very many ni'mats which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us, of the very many ibadats Allah has made, not only one kind of ibadat, otherwise a person will get exhausted and tired, but Allah has made so many types of ibadat, and so many ni'mats He has blessed us with. So one of that is to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, for every ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala to make shukr. And this should be a natural thing within us, not something that you have to strive for. It should be a natural thing. Many animals also show their appreciation. For example, one person explained to us in Trinidad, in Central America, between North America and South America, he was at the seashore and he saw a fish in a hole out of the sea. So he realized this fish is not at ease. So he took a stick or something and he pushed it into the sea. And with great speed, it just swam away. But after a little while, it came again and waved its tail, saying, Jazakallah, you put me back into the sea in my place. So when animals also make shukr, then as human beings, how much? And as Muslims, and when we are associated with Khanqa and with our Islahi nafs, then how much more shukr shouldn't we make? And we should think of all the great, great ni'mats of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. All the time, Allah's ni'mats are continuous. Before we were born also already. In fact, Allah ta'ala's ni'mats, that when a child is still in the womb of the mother, who is to make that body there? يَخْلُقُكُمْ فِي بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ خَلْقًا مِنْ بَعْدِ خَلْقٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ ثَلَاثٍ. In three layers of darkness, Allah Ta'ala created this child. And there was no lights or anything. And Allah made this body and made it, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. In the most beautiful form we have made this insan, human being. This eyes placed on the place, on the place properly. Every, if the eyes were like on the sides or different places, if it was some haphazard making of the child, and the mouth is in some different place, and somebody's nose is in a, but all the same. And yet Allah's Qudrat again on the other side, where it's a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala also, His Qudrat also. That Allah Tabarak Ta'ala made all, everyone with two eyes, one nose, two lips, two ears, but yet everyone is different from one another. And not only that, but our fingerprints are different. Not only that, with the scanning of the eyes, everyone's eyes are different. And you can pick up the difference of people. Walking style of everyone is different. How great is not the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala? So we should think of the ni'mats of Allah Tabarak Ta'ala and make shukr. And shukr is a natural thing. If a person is a human being, he will make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all his favors. And shukr, you don't need wuzu to make shukr. You don't have to be facing Qibla. You don't have to be in a masjid. Wherever it is, all the time, a person should be making shukr. But unfortunately, the opposite converse of it is very true. That what was so easy, what was natural, that we could not live without, but we hardly make shukr. Today, a day has passed. 12 hours of today, and in fact today, when people were fearing of what might could happen, Allah Ta'ala made it, Alhamdulillah, everyone is still safe. Then who of us made shukr to Allah Ta'ala? For all His other ni'mats also, who of us made shukr? We had our three meals, most of us. We had our breakfast, we had lunch, we had supper. Did we even say one? Did we, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma lakal hamdu wa lakal shukr. And one is to say it out of habit, and one is to really realize it. When one dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alhamdulillah illadhi at'amana wa saqana wa kafana wa awana. Now all praise is due to Allah Ta'ala, alladhi kafana. فَكَمْ مِنْ خَلْقٍ لَا كَافِيَ لَهُ. That there are so many in the creation of Allah that they haven't got sufficient food. And there are so many others, وَلَا مُؤْوِيَ. They haven't got a shelter. And in fact, there are those, so many people who have got food, best food, but they can't eat it. How many people are without hands? How many people just one small saw in the mouth? And now you can't eat. Just some pus filled up in the gums. Now you can't eat. How many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. But qaleelam min ibadiya shakur. Very few of my bandas make shukr. Wa qaleelu ma tashkurun. And very little it is that you make shukr. Shukr should be a natural thing. It's narrated, a taimu shakir. A person who eats and he makes shukr, he's eating, no roza, he's eating. Jais is not Ramzan, it's eating, and he can eat and he's enjoying a delicious meal. And he makes shukr, kasaim is sabir. It's like a person who is keeping roza and he's feeling the roza. So he's making sabr on it. That person who keeps roza and the day is long, he's feeling hungry, he's tired, exhausted. How much sawab he gets, but he's making shukr, sabir. And this person is eating and making shukr, he gets the reward of that person. So by making shukr of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala gives that person high positions also. So we should, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. You cannot exhaust the list of making shukr. Allah Ta'ala's ni'mats are so great, so many upon us, all the time, continuously. As we are sitting here now, without thinking of it, how many ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. How many people at this moment must be suffering a heart attack? My age, your age, at that age. But yeah, Allah has kept us safe. How many people a stroke? How many, what and what? So many things. But we have to make shukr. But we make very little shukr of Allah Ta'ala. So shukr is a great ibadat. And together with that, like on today, when people were fearing, and not only now, when it was 94, when the election, and the world was anticipating a bloodbath in South Africa, and Allah took us out safely, who of us really made shukr? And shukr is not only the word shukr, that is shukr also, but then to really appreciate and to use that ni'mat in the right way, for what it is meant, to use it for that. That is actually the shukr. Allah gave life, we make shukr. Non-Muslims also. We have many times mentioned that Dr. Mayatsap of Petersburg, Polokwane, on one occasion a non-Muslim ate, a white man ate at his place. And after eating, he told him, tell your wife, thank you, I enjoyed the meal. When he told her, she was shocked. She said, who and who didn't come to our house and eat? But nobody till today told me thank you. So even a non-Muslim, they also make shukr. But we as Muslims, how much more shukr should we make? And really the right shukr, the shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For Allah's favors are innumerable and are continuous. And as you make shukr, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala raises your position also. We can think for ourselves, our children at home, whoever it is, those who appreciate, you feel like doing more for them compared to those who don't appreciate, who don't show appreciation. And how many of us, we show our appreciation at home to the family or the families to us. Everyone is doing something for one another, but we don't acknowledge. We don't even acknowledge, forget making shukar. So shukar is a great ni'mat. And on the other side, if we don't make shukar, and Allah used the word, وَلَيْنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, and that also with great stress, lam, this is for stress in the Arabic language, the noon with the tashdeed, mushaddat is also for stress. وَلَيْنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, if you don't make shukar, it's na shukri, but Allah used the word kufar. وَلَيْنْ كَفَرْتُمْ, and that means covering up, literally. So you don't acknowledge that ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. You hide it away. You try and show it. You did it. You deserve it. And really, we have got no birthright, deserve anything. Not our eyes, not our Allah Ta'ala makes it. Allah protect us all. But some children are born blind. Some are born deaf. Some are born dumb. They don't speak. All of us at the beginning, we don't speak, but then according to, you start speaking. But some children, what, they reach a big age and they don't, some lame, they can't walk. So all these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka ta'ala, how much shukr should we make? And then if we are well, but if my one child was a bit retarded in any way, that also, it's a test from Allah ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala save us also. But the thing is that we make shukr for all the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And if we don't, and we cover up those ni'mats, and we make as if nothing had happened, inna azabi lashadid, Allah says my punishment will be very, very severe, my punishment. Allah Ta'ala save us. So shukr is a great ni'mat, is a great ibadat of Allah. It is so easy. No prerequisites for it. You don't have to wait for Ramzan to make shukr. For us, rozas of Ramzan, we have to wait for Ramzan. You don't have to wait for the days of Hajj in order to make shukr. Hajj you cannot make at any time of the year. It's only on that specific time. Now, Umrah you can't make anywhere. You just have to go to Makkah Sharif. But shukr anywhere, anytime. And middle of the night you get up, you can make shukr. You can be so busy in all your things and you make shukr. So shukr is a great, great ibadat. May Allah Ta'ala give me the tawfiq. Give us all the tawfiq to make shukr, verbal shukr also. And one beautiful dua for when wearing clothes also and when eating also. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي كَسَانِ هَذَا الثَّوْبِ أَطْعَمَنِ هَذَا الطَّعَامِ مِنْ غَيْرِ حَوْلٍ مِنِّي وَلَا قُوَّةٍ, that you just have to acknowledge that it is only Allah who gave it to you. Allah becomes very happy. In the morning, Allahumma ma asbaha. In the evening, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin. Aw bi ahadin min khalqik. Faminka wahdak la sharika lak. Falaka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Allah says you made shukr of all my ni'mat. So Allah Ta'ala has made it easy. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make shukr of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, to increase, and with shukr, people of shukr will also receive high darjas by Allah Ta'ala. The simple ibadat. And we are all that we want afiyat, salamati all the time. So by making shukr, Allah Ta'ala grants that, and yet grants high stages in the akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq to understand how easy it is to make shukr, and then to make shukr, and to turn to Allah Ta'ala. And today's day has passed, so we must not become unmindful. Don't think that now it's over. Nothing is over. Our journey of life never comes to an end. It will be in this world till mort. And then also it hasn't come to an end. It's just a new phase. That is just a different phase. Like we were small children, babies, we became little children. We went into another phase. We became youngsters, went into another phase. So it's all the time just changing. Mort is just the same also. It's not in the end of life. It's getting on. And yeah, we were given the opportunity to recognize Allah, His favors, everything. And then life in the qabr will depend on how we spend our life here. And after that will be qiyamah. And after that will be in Jannat, inshallah, for all of us, by Allah's mercy and kindness. May Allah save us all from Jahannam in every way. and give the everyone Allah give hidayat and Allah give us tawfiq to make shukr. Allah Ta'ala accept us and Allah Ta'ala let us be conscious of what our responsibilities, our duties are, and that we make others also conscious of it. The shukr is that also, that the ni'mat we have, that we don't just keep it to ourselves, but we share it. How much are we trying to share also with others who haven't got this ni'mat? And there are so many people who are dying for this ni'mat. And when they get this reality, they accept. There are many people in the world accepting Islam. Just somewhere, some bahana, some excuse, somebody showed them the way, and they accept. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.